prosecution for his time in the U.S. Law Department with Court Procedures. Science, technology, and best industry practices keep changing the hardware and building the procedures for exercising this right. What I just described was a time of worship and great human errors. The question presented by this case is whether the Constitution can tolerate an agency's asking for a fundamental right and ignoring the request of the nation, refusing to update such conditions, and then implementing a policy that encourages different interpretations of the law by California's 58 divisions.
Mr. Cooper, I'm going to be opening your questions for you. Are you making a major challenge to the assault weapon statute or an as-applied challenge?
It's an as-applied challenge. I'm seeking declaratory injunctive relief. Our position has been that until or unless the Attorney General engages in rulemaking and clarifies these definitions, we can't make a major challenge. We're not here challenging the state's power to implement proliferating human weapons and dangerous science.
So what relief are you seeking from us? What do you want the court to order?
We want the court, obviously, in the case we made a definition, we want the Attorney General's office to answer the complaints and to present it to the defenders in that other trials.
Well, what's your aim, Cole? What is it that you would like the United States District Court to do in the form of a final judgment in this?
We want the court to order the Attorney General's office to fulfill its statutory obligation under California law to promulgate rules and engage in rulemaking, which he has always had the authority to do, to clarify these definitions and these ambiguities for us.
This is an action in the nature of mandamus.
Yes, sir.
Why didn't you bring that action in a California Superior Court?
We brought the action in the Republican's federal rights of being public in order.
That's true, but you could also have brought a mandamus action in the state Superior Court alleging that both state and federal constitutional protections were being violated.
I suppose that the objects of pending that's the particular right order.
I mean, if your goal is to require rulemaking, then that stems only from state laws. And what federal statute or principle or case requires a state attorney general to promulgate regulations, rules, or jurisdictions?
The fact that we are seeking is affecting the community fundamental rights order. This case is no different from the abortion rights cases. This is a case where a fundamental right is being affected. People are being arrested, incarcerated, and having to be banned from having to do business.
Are you aware of any federal case in which a state attorney general has been required to promulgate rules concerning abortion? Going back to that, it's mainly MPLO. Are you aware of any federal case in which a court has ordered a state attorney general to promulgate state rules and regulations concerning abortion?
I'm aware of federal courts restricting different regulations that are promulgated by the state.
That's also my question. Are you able to answer your question? Is there any such case to your knowledge?
The FCC also seems to bring an implementer right to a rulemaking agreement where they are required to promulgate objective, clearly defined rules when they're
Promulgate regulations? What are the states and what are the statutes and possibly other regulations? Is that a violation of the Constitution?
The implication in this case, Your Honor, is almost immediate to the current rights case that this is concerning. That is that the criminal statutes that can be promulgated were to change the statutes. Congress interpretation of statutes, which is apparently all over the map, and it's caused fundamental rights to be violated in false rights.
I think you're trying to understand what you're trying to see in here. I'm not in office, but I'm uncomfortable with the notion of federal court suing the Attorney General of the State of California to do her job, and yet that seems to be what you're
Well, how is this different from state? We want more regulations concerning water rights, or we want more regulations concerning signage, or we want more regulations. Where is the principal? Tell the Attorney General, you don't have enough rules in a certain area of law when you're not protected by the Constitution.
The interesting thing here, Your Honor, is that a state government requires the Attorney General to engage in a preventive action. Secondly, the Attorney General will not understand based on this case that people were being falsely arrested and indicted for foreign and crime that they're already keeping their arms while the case was pending because of the case of the statutory
law. That actually raises another issue that's concerned to me, and that is the issue of standing.
Yes, Your Honor.
I am concerned as to whether your clients have standing to raise the asphalt challenge. What is the realistic probability or likelihood of a future injury that entitles them to injunctive relief?
The second case is somewhat different. The first case that was brought was a series of cases that were consolidated. The first case brought was Mr. Haney's standing arguments. While the Haney case was pending, Mr. Rich was arrested. We brought that case and consolidated it.
While some of those people have been prosecuted, is that correct?
Their cases were dismissed.
Correct. So all the cases have been dismissed. What is the realistic possibility or likelihood or probability that any of these clients will be subjected to prosecution, arrest, or other mandatory action in the future?
I think that that's best set forth in the exhibit following the opening of the complaint, where we had the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office and the Public Safety Police Chief of Rogan Parson, the official partner, said, without clear definitions from the Department of Justice, our officers have no way of understanding how to conduct concealed tests of these weapons, legal or illegal.
That's different. That says we don't understand the law. That's quite different than the saying we are determined to arrest and prosecute your clients. So where is there any suggestion that they will personally be subjected to enforcement that is, because if it's a hard challenge, they have to be able to show that they have standing.
That's the why first most agents have also shown that they can do it. That's not enough. The proper analysis for a crime of rights case in this sense is the fear of prosecution coupled with the ambiguity of the law. That ambiguity is imminent and terrible. It's within the power of the Attorney General's office that makes this a constitutional violation.
Standard, does the
exhibits are several figures that were generated by Attorney General's office, by inquiries to citizens and marketers and manufacturers who were using technology to identify each other if I want to speak on their names, and Attorney General refused to do so. And then, in addition to that, the only thing worth it is that you actually have your clients. Partners. Partners. We also have the advice of Chief Justice as well. And that comment from your Honor, the Attorney General, that it is on notice, and that is the Attorney General not engaged in making your clarification. It is better saying, well, you may say that this 40 to 50 district attorneys may disagree with it, that's not appropriate. It's a law enforcement officer. It's a good advice to the side.
Yes, it is. It is. There is such a real thing that the district attorneys are the chief law enforcement officers for their counties, and there's kind of a delicate balance there between what the state attorney general may want to do and what the local district attorney is
in charge of. These district attorneys are not mentioned in the statutory rulings. These are from the statutes. These are supposed to be.
Can you do that? Can you do that?
Thank you.
Thank you.
legislature basically on us under